US President Donald Trump says the South African government is treating certain classes of people very badly and that the United States won't stand for it. He says he'll be cutting off all future funding to South Africa. According to US government data, it gave about $440 million in aid to South Africa in 2023, including for critical health programs credited with saving many lives from diseases, including HIV. Trump followed his post up with comments to reporters.
Terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some terrible things, horrible things. So that's under investigation right now. We'll make a determination. And until such time as we find out what South Africa is doing, they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
The South African civil rights group AfriForum last week informed the Trump administration that President Cyril Ramaphosa had signed a law that theoretically gives Pretoria the power to seize privately owned land. AfriForum representative Ernst Rutz told VOA he considers the US president to be an important ally.
The dangerous game is not AfriForum. The dangerous game is the South African government passing laws that directly attack private property rights in this country. And also the dangerous game is the South African government having 141 race laws on the books.
South Africa's coalition government and many citizens, however, are shocked at Trump's comments. In a statement Monday, Pretoria said it has never confiscated private property and has no intention of doing so. Ramaphosa's office said on X that South Africa is a constitutional democracy that is deeply rooted in the rule of law. It also said the government looks forward to engaging with the Trump administration on our land reform policy and issues of bilateral interest. In recorded comments, International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola also said he hopes Trump's advisers understand South Africa's policies reflect its status as a constitutional democracy.
The expropriation law that has been referenced to is not an exception. Many parts of the world do have expropriation laws that are used in the public interest and for public purpose. In the US, it's called the eminent domain. In the UK, it's under various laws which the government uses from time to time in the national interest. And we look forward to engagement with our US counterparts on deepening the understanding of this law and also on various bilateral issues of mutual interest between the two countries.
More than 30 years after white minority rule ended, black South Africans own a small fraction of farmland, a situation many blame on the failure of government land reform. The Land Expropriation Act that Ramaphosa signed gives the government power to seize land without compensating owners, but only in circumstances where it's just and equitable and in the public interest to do so. This includes if the property isn't being used and there's no intention to either develop or profit from it. But some political parties, including those that are partners with the ANC in a coalition government, oppose the new law because they're concerned private property rights could be abused. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.